From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a Saudi-led coalition airstrike hit a hospital in Yemen's northern Hajja province Monday, killing at least six people. Authorities say at least 20 were wounded. The hospital is run by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders. Edward Uranian takes a look.
Amateur video shown by pro-Houthi Yemeni media showed part of the rudimentary two-story Abs hospital complex on fire and a number of bodies lying in the courtyard of the facility. Hilal Sufi, deputy governor of Hejji province, said it was the only working hospital in the area and that it served four or five other adjacent regions. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Syrian government and opposition rebel forces poured reinforcements into the city of Aleppo on Monday. Both sides are planning for a battle that diplomats are trying to avert. Monitor said as many as 2,000 pro-government fighters have arrived in the city since late Sunday. One observer says the Great Battle of Aleppo is imminent. The government-leaning newspaper Al Watan reported Monday that the army had received enough military reinforcements to retake areas of the city under rebel control. Monitors say as many as a half million civilians remain trapped in the city. The International Olympic Committee says Egyptian judo athlete Islam El-Shahabi has been sent home after refusing to shake the hand of a victorious Israeli opponent at the end of a bout on Friday. The Olympic Broadcasting Service says all seven people who suffered injuries when an aerial television camera fell into the Olympic Park have been treated and released from care. German Olympic team says canoe slalom coach Stefan Henze has died of injuries sustained in a car crash. This is VOA News.